Hello, Mixed Nutcases. This is Nuke Jess, and I've got another nutty chat for you for the Dog's Days of Podcasting. With me today, I have Heidi.
Hello!
And Heidi, why don't you tell everybody where you're from, because you're from everywhere.
I am from everywhere. Let's see. First, castlecast.net, where we talk about the ABC series Castle. Also, some intro casts. The Investigating Mars podcast on Quadruple Z is pretty much done, but I guess we still have a book to talk about. And then I'm on a Babylon 5 intro cast down below, and I am a newbie on that one. And I think that's all of my current endeavors.
But you've done a bunch of stuff.
Yes.
Like,
all Between the Line Studios stuff.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Lots of Between the Line Studios, which is where you and I met.
Yes.
Which, if you haven't listened to Buffy Between the Lines, you need to go out and do it.
Yes, because it's amazing.
It is. And understand that the equipment was a lot older than what we have now.
Right.
It's amazing how far we've come. I mean, when I think about what I used to record on back then and what I record on now, I just shake my head.
Yeah, agreed.
I also think about...
I know so much more.
Say again?
I know so much more about like the editing and everything.
And I also think about what I used to record on when I very first started in podcasting. And it was like the first thing I used was a Griffin iTalk on my iPod video.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was the best sound that I could get. And it sounded pretty good at the time.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't know that I've upgraded too much. Like, I'm still all about simplicity, but I have a much better microphone. But it's still just a USB mic.
Yeah. Well, you can get a lot from a USB mic. When I work with kids in schools, often I'm telling them, bring in your microphone from Rock Band.
Uh-huh.
Amazingly enough, it's one of the best, cheapest USB mics that you can get, and it's perfect for recording in the classroom because it's more unidirectional than most unidirectionals because they're designed to block out the background noise and to just get your voice.
Right.
So I've got podcasts that kids are recording in a very noisy classroom and you can't hear the classroom at all.
Oh, that's cool. That's really good to know.
Yeah. It's this like little secret trick, and everybody who's a professional podcaster. And when I say that, I am definitely putting air quotes there because there are people that think of themselves they think of themselves in that way. And they're not like us, but I don't mean to like put them down or anything, but there's definitely a bunch of know-it-alls, and these are the ones that are going to try to talk to you about monetizing your podcast anyway.
Right.
Whenever I mention that, they're always like, "What? No, you can't do that. You need to have this really expensive microphone." I'm like, "No, you really don't."
No.
It's nice, but you don't. And so many times, like, I've seen podcasters go out and they buy this really nice cardioid mic, but they're recording in a very noisy room, and the cardioid is going to pick up all of that.
Uh-huh.
Whereas $20 could have gotten them a Rock Band microphone.
Right, and could just tune it out.
Exactly. So, so we definitely went on a little tangent there, which is fun.
Yeah, it's good to talk about how far we've come.
Yes. Now, you're still in school, right?
Well...
Okay.
I'm done with my second bachelor's degree, and I'm going to be applying for a master's degree.
Okay, I didn't realize you had finished the second bachelor's. I was going to say, you're in a really interesting area in your field.
Yeah. Yeah. My whole course of direction recently changed. I was actually accepted into a health administration program for this fall, and then I kind of went, why am I doing this? I want to be doing nutrition. And so I pulled out of that, and a day later got a job at two different locations as a diet tech.
Wow.
Yeah. It just all fell together really nicely. And so I'm doing that, and then I'll apply for a couple of the nutrition master's programs in the spring.
Oh, that's fantastic. I did not know this. All right. Last I heard, you were all healthcare. And I was like, that's interesting. All right. So what's driving the push for studying nutrition?
Well, my interest started definitely when I was losing weight, because I lost 113 pounds. And I I would just kind of sort of started out like, okay, well, I'm going to look up this. Like, why do I need to eat this food? Why should my body require this? And so I just got really interested in it. And so that's kind of where it began.
I love the idea of, and I often, I will tell people that, like, I am a diet industry dropout. I think that dieting, it can be very dangerous. But I love the concept behind nutrition and being able, it's almost like you're hacking your body.
Yeah.
Because the truth is, everybody is different. You know, some people need more protein in order to function. Some
exactly.
people need, they need dairy. Some people can't have dairy. You know, there's all these different, there's all these different things that we need. And when you really get into the nitty gritty of nutrition, you can see all of those different things and you can see what would work for some people and what would work for other people. And then you see how much stuff is in, like, the packaged foods. And
yeah.
it makes me cry.
And all of that stuff that you can't pronounce is not something that your body does need to function.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and there is the whole argument. It's like, well, I don't want that. It has chemicals in it. And it's like, yes, but chemicals is what makes everything up. There's lots of chemicals in an orange, and there's chemicals in an orange that you can't pronounce. But if you look at the ingredients
right.
list of an orange, it is orange.
Yes. And like when people say that there's formaldehyde in the Diet Coke or whatever, gosh. Like things like that. It's like, yes, it's the same chemicals that make it up, but it's not actually that. Like, learn chemistry and then talk to me about that.
Well, yeah. But. Well, I mean, there's I can't remember what it is, but there's like one big food problem that they're like, oh, and look what this is. I think it's like Starbucks coffee or something like that. And it's like, and that's in your coffee and this is horrible. And it's like, yeah. And it's also in the air.
Right.
There's more of that chemical in the air than is in a Starbucks cup of coffee. Get over it.
Yeah. The way that people use science to push their own agenda is very interesting, especially in the field of nutrition.
I cringe at the food babe. She's just horrible. Absolutely horrible. But I just, I love learning all these different things. And for me, I've been really pushing to go into what they call a whole foods mentality. And what that means is you're buying less and less packaged and you're actually like taking these foods and putting them together to make meals. It's weird. Mm-hmm. It's they're called ingredients.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
It's crazy. So, I mean, like, for instance, my sister was up and we were going to have tacos and she's like, well, we need shredded cheese. I'm like, well, why don't we just get a block of cheese and shred it? And she's like, well, why? I'm like, well, one, it's cheaper. And two, there's none of the drying agents in the cheese. And she's like, drying agents? What are you, like, you're going to... Now, she's got kids. And so for her, everything's about convenience. But to me, it takes like 3 minutes to shred cheese. So I'll go and I'll shred the cheese.
Right. Yeah. Although I will admit, shredded cheese is one thing that I definitely have gotten into a habit of.
Well, it's
because
very
I can
convenient.
Buy the great big package from Costco.
Oh, yeah. See, you know what? I can't do that because it'll go bad before I use it all up.
Yeah. See, cheese is not something that I cut out. Like I've told people before, you could take away chocolate before you could take away cheese from me.
Oh, yeah. You know, cheese is very essential. And my husband doesn't eat cheese, but I do. So, like, I'll be buying goat cheese and I buy Jarlsberg and all this other stuff. But I'm definitely into, like, buying blocks of it. And I've learned, all right, so, like, when you read these cheese blogs, they're like, well, you really shouldn't eat any cheese unless you bought within the 3 days of buying it. And it's like,
what?
I can't go to the store that often. No. So I learned that if you take your blocks of cheese, you wrap them in wax paper, put them in a Ziploc bag and leave just a little bit of the baggie open and put it in the crisper. It stays longer.
Nice.
Yeah. So
good.
I'm like,
trick.
Yeah. There's, like I said, it's a food hack. And so I'm able to keep my cheese a lot longer. And, you know, if it goes bad, you just cut off a piece and the rest of the block is good.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. That is the nice thing about the block. Definitely.
Yeah. But
I love learning things like food hacks at the farmer's market, because the farmers can just tell you, you know, this is how you keep your garlic good for a long time. And this is how you keep this good for a long time. It's so cool to be able to go and talk to the farmers about that stuff.
I love that, actually. I really love that. One of the things that I learned was, what do you do when your honey gets all solid? You just heat it up a little. You take a pot of water and you start to heat that up, and then you put the glass jar of honey in the pot, and then it'll go back to that liquid honey that you're used to. You just want to make sure that you don't heat it up too much, because then it'll burn out the pollens that are good for you.
Uh-huh.
But
well, and it's really just the sugar crystallizing.
Exactly.
It's not like the honey going bad.
Yeah, the honey is perfectly fine. And I can't tell you how many times growing up, like, oh, I can't get the honey, and it would go in the garbage.
Uh-huh.
And now it's like, oh, I just heat it up. And honey's like that whole other thing. I mean, the best way to get over to deal with local allergies is if you get local honey, because there's the local pollens in that honey.
Uh-huh.
And then you're introducing the pollen to your body in a way that it can handle, and you won't have an allergic reaction. The problem is most honey that people buy at a store
isn't local.
It isn't local, and it's been processed to the point that there's no pollen in it.
Uh-huh.
Because they've removed it all.
You also have to watch your honey and make sure it says 100% honey, because yes, they're starting to sell high fructose corn syrup flavored honey.
Which is horrible. It's like, why?
Oh.
That is one of those. And I know, like, it's a trigger thing where everybody's like, oh no, high fructose corn syrup. But it's true. Like, why are we adding this to everything?
Right. Just use sugar. I mean, it's still sugar.
Yep. Absolutely. And you know, my husband, he used to buy barbecue sauce to put on the ribs and everything like that. And now we make it, which is so much better because you don't have that high fructose corn syrup, which is uh-huh. like, why is that even in there? And he's a big fan of using brown sugar. And I'm a big fan of, like, places of, you know, using syrup or honey or brown mm-hmm. sugar. You know, there's so many different things that you can use that's not high fructose corn syrup.
Exactly. And have you tried the agave?
Yes, I have that, actually. It's really good in oatmeal.
Yeah, it is. And it spikes your blood sugar less than honey or regular sugar. It has a lower glycemic index.
Ah.
So it's better for, like, diabetics. And it's still sugar, but it spikes your blood sugar less.
That is good to know. I don't have an issue with that, but I do know many people that do. So it's always good to know these little tricks.
Yeah. So I got another trick for you.
Go ahead.
If you use sour cream at all,
mm-hmm.
replace it with Greek yogurt, you will never know the difference.
Oh, like, my gosh. I do that anyway because I like Greek yogurt better.
Yeah. And I mean, the first time somebody handed me, like, a sample of Greek yogurt, I was like, why am I eating sour cream?
I after eating Greek yogurt, I can't go back to, like, cheap regular yogurt.
Oh no.
Like, not even Danone fruit on the bottom. Like, I just can't. And one of the things that I like about Greek yogurt is, at least the ones that are more traditional, the fruit is still on the bottom, and uh-huh. and you get to mix it up yourself, and for some reason that just tastes better.
Yeah, well, mostly I buy plain and put my own fruit in it, but that's just me.
Oh no. Many people are like you. One of my sisters, she has to have only plain because otherwise it's too sweet for her.
Yeah. It probably would be for me too, because I haven't eaten it for a long time with anything in it.
Yeah. Up here, I can't quite. We can get Philadelphia cream cheese, but it's not the best, you know, uh-huh. and I miss out on, like, that good New York cream cheese. And there's a place that sells Greek yogurt cream cheese.
Oh.
So good. So good.
That sounds good.
It is delicious. I am in love with it. See, I could just talk about food forever.
Yeah.
I was just tweeting last night about how, like, my favorite love, my new love right now, is I'm making these big pitchers of iced tea. And what it is I brew a pot of green tea, a tablespoon of honey, and then I fill up the rest of, like, I've got this big beer pitcher, and I uh-huh. fill up the rest of it with water. So it's, like, twice as much water as the pot of tea would be.
Uh-huh.
And I put it in the fridge, and it is so delicious and just keeps me hydrated. And I'm drinking, you know, one uh-huh. and a half times the amount of water you're supposed to be drinking in a day just right. in this. And I'm just so in love with it.
Yum. And green tea is so good for you, too.
It is. And it has caffeine.
Bonus.
Yes, which many people are like, oh, you should really be cutting caffeine out. No, I really shouldn't be. That's how I self-medicate my ADD. I have ADD, and as many people know, stimulants help us focus. They don't stimulate us, actually. They calm us down. And for me, I don't have hyperactivity, so everything's going on in my head. So my head goes really fast. And just little, you know, doses of caffeine throughout the day just help me calm and focus and pay attention. And, you know, it's not to the point that I've ever needed medication. As a matter of fact, my kind would be really bad with medication. But little bits of caffeine, every psychologist I've talked to, psychiatrist and medical doctor, when I tell them that, they're like, that's really smart.
Yeah, that must be why I used to could drink a Coke and go to sleep.
Hey, oh, yeah, absolutely. My husband is, he's got ADD with hyperactivity, and he is all about just can of Coke throughout the day. Or Mountain Dew is his favorite lately.
Yeah.
Because it's got that extra caffeine.
But, uh-huh.
Oh, man, good times. So before we wrap up, you got any other food hacks for us or nutritional hacks?
I'm talking about the green tea. Made me think because I've been actually teaching a couple of classes at the university, and we've been doing fruit infused waters every lab time because we get to cook and eat, and this one class is awesome, and so like the pineapple water was one of my very favorites. You just, you know, put the pineapple in the ice water and let it sit for a couple of hours, and oh, it was so good.
So it's like a whole pineapple, or just sliced up?
Cut it up, yeah, cut it up. Like I would say probably half of a pineapple in the amount of water we were using, which is probably about like your green tea.
Nice.
Like the amount, yeah. We also did strawberries and lemons. We did cherries, but the cherries didn't flavor it too much. Maybe if you let it sit a little bit longer, but they colored the water purple.
Ooh.
So we had this beautiful purple water.
That's nice. I like that.
Yeah, it's good to know.
Yeah. I was doing lime and cucumber.
Uh-huh. And I'm not a fan of cucumber in my water, but we did melon and cucumber.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
That sounds good. I'm a huge fan of cucumber. Like ever since I was a little girl, I would, my grandparents grew cucumbers and my neighbor would grow cucumbers, and my neighbor, I would go over to their house and they'd give me a cucumber, and we like literally we were next to each other. By the time I got to my back door, I had finished the cucumber. I love them so much. So you put them into anything. And for me, lime, it replaces lemon for everything. I put lime in my Diet Coke. I put lime on my fish. I put lime everywhere. Even in the coconut. and I absolutely loved that. That was so tasty. But the thing that I found I had to do is I had to make sure that the rind didn't go in the water, because the rind makes it taste icky.
Yeah, it has that bitter flavor to it.
Yeah, yeah. So you don't get those beautiful like slices of lime floating that you would see like in fancy drinks or whatever, but it's you get the flavor, and that's all that matters.
Right. Exactly.
All right. So where can people find you on the internet?
Let's see. On Twitter, I'm at HJ Kuzcotopia. And then my various podcasts, castlecast.net. And yeah, that's probably the best one.
And Investigating Mars is at quadruplez.com.
Yes.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for coming on. This was a lot of fun. If I ever get an opportunity to chat about food, I'm always in. So this was so much fun for me. Thank you for joining us today. Stay cool, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, are you a jock that likes comics?
Are you a nerd that likes comics?
Do you feel left out sometimes?
Well, then we've got the show for you.
I'm Imran.
And I'm Anthony.
He's the jock.
And he's the nerd.
And we host the Jock and Nerd Podcast at jockandnerd.com. If you're looking for fun, entertaining, laugh-out-loud geek chat over all the latest Marvel, DC shows and news, visit jockandnerd.com.
Full spoiler podcast, lots of swearing.
You're such a jock.
You're such a nerd.
Oh, come on.
Shut up, nerd.
Okay.
Nutty Bites is produced at Nimlas Studios. You can find us on the web at nimlasstudios.org. This work is created under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported International License. What that means is you can share it, you can send it to your friends, you just can't make any money off of it, you can't change it, and you have to link back to me, my site, and everything. You can comment and send feedback by going to nimlas.org/nuttybites. You can go to facebook.com/group/nuttybites. You can call the comment line by going to 347-NUTTY42, or you can find me on Twitter, you can search on Google+, you can search the web, you can find me everywhere.